And speaking of Metro PCS, let's go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bringing a special guest as we're going to talk to Hall of Fame quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Bob Greasy. Bob, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, and good to catch up with you. We got to start here, Bob, because I'm fascinated to hear your side of this story. Ryan Tannehill spoke a couple of days ago and was revealed in a news article that recently he attended a dinner with yourself, Dan Marino, Don Shula, and others. So first off, who was there, and what did you guys accomplish at this gathering?
Well, more importantly, who picked up the check?
Right.
It wasn't any of the quarterbacks, I'll tell you that. Now, Tom Garfinkel got everybody together, and it was just a nice way to get some people together and talk about old times, talk about new times, and the relationships, I think, between the two coaches is very good, and I think the relationship between the quarterbacks present and past is very good as well. And if the current quarterback needs to talk to any of the old veterans, I think he feels very comfortable doing that.
That's great to hear. So you got the three quarterbacks, as we mentioned, Coach Shula, Coach Philbin, Tom Garfinkel. And with that group of people gathered together, Bob, who is the best storyteller among that group?
Well, I would say probably Coach Shula, because he's got more stories to tell. And if he handles the truth a little carelessly, none of us are going to call him on it.
That's true. Yeah, no fact-checking there. Just let the coach go. All right, I wanted to ask you, based on your conversation with Ryan Tannehill there and just from what you've seen from him, what's the feel you're getting from him, his development, and the expectation level entering year three for him at the quarterback position for the Dolphins?
Well, it's his third year, and he expects to get better every year. There's a lot of good things that he did, but you just put those in your back pocket. I mean, no, you're supposed to do that. Now you look at the things that you didn't do so well, and that's what you improve on. I always said you learn more from losing, or you learn more from your mistakes than you ever did from winning. You go back and look at your mistakes and see what you did wrong. And that's what you need to improve on. He's a bright guy, and he wants to do that.
Bob, I wanted to ask you about watching the Miami Dolphins as a whole, as an offense, over the last couple of seasons. This year is going to be totally different, more mirrored toward college football and what Philadelphia did last year. Do you think it was time maybe for a change, not only for the offense, but for Ryan Tannehill? Because it seems like it's almost like he needed something else to hold on to. Maybe something else to learn for him to take the next step.
Yeah, I think people don't understand, and people don't know unless they have been in a huddle what it means when you change head coaches, when you change offensive coordinators. When Coach Shula came in, we had been 4 years under George Wilson and one terminology both on offense and defense. When Coach Shula came in, the whole thing changed. All the language was different, and we had to learn that new language. Ryan Tannehill now, for the first time in 6 or 7 years, is going to have to learn new language, as is the entire offense. The defense is going to stay the same because their coaching staff didn't change, but the offense is going to have to learn new. Now, when Shula came in with his new language, we didn't have off-season conditioning programs. All we had was a month to get ready for the preseason games. And we didn't even have that because, if you remember, back in 1970 when he came in, there was a strike. The players went on a strike, and that's why Shula was so excited when they came back that we practiced four times a day just to get the terminology. Well, fast forward to now, Bill Lazor comes in and he brings this terminology in, and I think it's going to be a fresh slap in the face, if you will, to all the guys, especially to the quarterbacks, to have to learn something new and to really have to study it. They don't have a month to learn it. They've had the whole off season. They've had 3 or 4 months, and I think when the preseason starts, they're going to have it pretty much down and pretty much in their back pocket.
Bob, around the National Football League, the Miami Dolphins have one of the strongest alumni there is, and they're always at the games. They're always around the players. You know, we have golf tournaments. We're always getting out and having fun. How important, you know, I was here doing training camp for a week working with the guys, Jason Taylor, Coach Philbin had a number of other guys come in and talk to the players. And just hearing you hanging around, hanging with the quarterbacks and just building that sense of security around them, let them know that we're there. How important is that for those young guys to feel that around the football team? And it's infectious sometimes in getting these guys to understand we're there with them, even though we're not really on the field and around them that much.
Yeah, well, Sam, you know, you understand how it goes. I think there was only one time, I mean, of all the coaches that have been here, I think most all of them would invite a lot of the players back. And there's only one coach that came to the Dolphins that he didn't want any part of the past. And he said that the first time he came in. He says, I don't care what's gone on before. All I care about is from here forward. And that was kind of a slap in the face, I think, to all of the alumni that the Dolphin had up to that point. But you're right. We've got one of the best alumni bases in the entire National Football League, and that's because of Nat Moore and all of his hard work. And I think Joe Philbin is smart in inviting these guys back to come out, especially guys like Lawrence Taylor. I mean, he can show some guys some moves, these defensive guys. You know, get him out there and let him show them some things.
Bob Greasy, Hall of Fame quarterback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS Hotline. And, Bob, you take a look at this wide receiving core. It's as deep as it's been in years with Wallace, Hartline, Gibson, adding Jarvis Landry, Rashard Matthews, Armon Bins. The list goes on and on and on. If you're a quarterback, you're Ryan Tannehill, you take a look at the great competition level that we're going to have at that wide receiver position. He's got to be really pumped up going into 2014.
Well, and there are a lot of the guys are different, too. You know, even Armon Bins, a guy that was hurt last year, they kept him on the injured reserve, and they brought him back. They like him. He's got some size to him. The new guy, Jarvis Landry, came in. He was a second-round pick. My son, Brian, is working with ESPN and did a couple LSU games. And when I mentioned that the Dolphins picked him up in the draft, he was really high on him. He liked him a lot better than the other wide receiver for LSU that went ahead of him in the first round. So, you know, you never have enough good wide receivers. We got a couple guys hurt last year. Ben's got hurt. Gibson got hurt. So, you know, if you're going to throw the ball and you're going to move guys around, I mean, that's a deep position for us, and that's going to be good.
Bob, finally, we look at the offensive line. Obviously, made headlines for the wrong reason in 2013, giving up 58 sacks. But so far, from what we've observed here, seeing the mini camp and the OTAs, it looks like a more athletic group with Juwan James and Brandon Albert, Shelly Smith, Dallas Thomas, you know, making a step into his second year here on the offensive line at left guard, and Mike Pouncey, obviously. How are you feeling about that group as it comes together entering training camp?
Well, that's obviously the quarterback's in his third year. The running backs, we've got pretty good running backs. The tight ends are pretty good. Wide receivers, it's obvious that aside from Mike Pouncey, the center, and Brandon Albert, the left tackle, somebody's got to step up and be a player. Now, some of these draft picks, the number one guy, James. And the other guy was drafted, Billy Turner. You know, those guys are going to have to step up and play. You know, everybody's forgetting about Dallas Thomas last year. He was a high draft pick as well and didn't play. You know, it was like he redshirted last year. Well, he needs to step up and be accountable and maybe play some. Shelly Smith has got to, you know, some of these young guys have got to step up. And at the end of the year, we got to look back and say, hey, those guys really stepped up and did a good job, and that's what we need.
I agree with you, Bob. I think on both sides of the football, this Dolphin team needs to step up, because when you look at this schedule, it doesn't get any better than facing the New England Patriots on opening day right here in Sun Life Stadium. Would you rather face somebody else if you're the Dolphins, or do you want New England right out of the gate?
Well, I'd like the team that went 1-15 last year. I'd like to ease into it, but no, there isn't anybody in our division that's going to be. Last year we thought at the end of the year we were 8-6, and we had Buffalo and the Jets on our schedule, and we thought maybe we're going to be 10-6, and we're going to be in the playoffs. Well, we lost both games last year to the Buffalo Bills, and we ended up losing that last game of the season to the New York Jets. So we can't take anything for granted. Even though we think we might be better and we're going to be a good team, those teams in our division, they don't, they look at us and say, hey, that might be a win for them,
Yeah, and I think that week one, you can kind of turn that around, those thoughts around for sure. It was with New England with a statement win there. If you can get it down here September 7th at Sun Life Stadium. Hey, Bob, always good catching up with you. Appreciate you joining us here and giving us your thoughts on the Dolphins. Look forward to training camp coming up in about a month.
Yeah, won't be long. Looking forward to it.